This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth and a quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Daddy. Good evening, Mommy. And good evening, all our pastors in the house. Okay, so, good evening, Pastor Abraham. Good evening, Pastor Dayo Mustafa. It's a great pleasure to have you here. And again, it's a privilege also to host this session. Very quickly, we're just going to be touching on matters concerning our living, you know, conversations, you know, around men, you know, what men ought to do, you know, within the space, you know, that we call them lively men. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So for this night, we'll be touching on, you know, things centered around wisdom in the affairs of life. I know that Daddy must have several times, you know, on this same platform or similar platforms, you know, Daddy must have, you know, touched on so many things, you know, weaved different things around wisdom, you know, what it takes, you know, for a man to be called a man, right? We talk about, you know, having a relationship or building relationship, you know, with elders in the house, within the household, you know, with your peers, with your subordinates, you know, even in the workplace. We also talk about, you know, how to take care of your health and so many other things around that. You know, but tonight, you know, because to do all of this, you know, within the short time we have, we'll not be able to run, you know, through all of these things. So we'll just be very quickly touching on matters around relationship, you know, within the household. Hallelujah. Relationship within the household. And the Lord will strengthen us tonight. And I'll just be throwing the first question to my pastor here, Pastor Abraham. All right, so in the context of household, how can the wisdom of God, you know, be interpreted, you know, as a man, you know, overseeing a household, right? I want you to come from the angle of a man overseeing a household. How can the wisdom of God, you know, be interpreted within the home?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening, Daddy. Good evening to all our pastors. And my fellow brothers, hallelujah.
Yes.
Okay. We just for, you know, basically to make the discussion more practicable and make it a discussion that we can relate with. You know, we are faith people, meaning we are people that keep God's standard. And, you know, we've been taught, you know, the kind of man that the Lord expects, you know, the when it comes to his expectation. You know, there is not a traditional man, we've known that, not a man that is given to the philosophy of this world. You know, we know that a kind of man that the Lord expects, you know, is actually in our Lord Jesus. And, you know, Daddy was teaching on Father's Day, and that was what actually came to my heart, that all that we do is actually, you know, with that template, that, you know, that the call of a man is to be a servant. And though service differs, you know, as in the context of household, but a man should know that, according to Matthew 20, that the greatest of all will be least, you know. And the meaning of that is that man in an household is he that sees to the welfare of everyone. You first see to, you know, to your welfare with God, because if you don't have a relationship with God or standing relationship with God, because you don't use emotion to take care of others, if you have not taken care of yourself, irrespective of how caring you think you are, you might even care, you might think that you are caring and you'll be like, who's that? So So where you glean, you know, service from is actually from your relationship, you know, with the Holy Ghost, who is actually, you know, like we've known, that is the, you know, we call him the God of the harvest, is the one that is actually there to guide, to teach. He says he's going to teach us all things. So he's actually the, when it comes to Godhead, is an example of, you know, a servant, you know, that we, all of the Godhead are servants, but he is like the first expression of a servant. So learning servitude, you know, from a being like that is actually the best. So, and if you are able to have a very sound relationship, you know, with the Holy Ghost in the place of communion, you know, quiet time, there is a way it's going to help you, you know, in serving others. Because when it comes to service, you can serve wrongly sometimes. You can think you are serving and you are actually not serving the way you ought to. So I will say that a man that will be able to, because it's not just about serving others. Like Colossians says that when you do this, you serve the Lord Jesus. So because in serving others, you are actually serving the Lord Jesus. Yeah. When you serve your wife, you are serving the Lord Jesus. When you serve your brother, your sisters at home, he's the one that you are serving. So he's the Holy Ghost that has the template of service. You know, and that's why the place of relationship with the Holy Ghost is very, very, very germane. As a brother, you cannot just put it aside and think that we are going to have accurate service. We are going to only serve according to our own dictates. And sometimes you can serve outside the curriculum that has been provided because you are not in tune with the Holy Ghost per time. So, and, having said that, because of time, you know, like I said, that, you know, that will now, because Holy Ghost is an intentional being. And one thing that shows that your relationship with the Holy Ghost is your intentionality. I have seen that, you know, growing up as a young man, I was actually raised by, I was raised, you know, in different, you know, ways and measures. But I discovered that, you know, one of the things that I tried, that I learned, though I'm still trying to perfect it, I'm trusting God for it, is intentionality. That if you want to do a thing, do it well. You know, was it that was teaching us, you know, in a meeting just of recent, you know, that was not be worthy of well doing. So it's better, you know, when it comes to God, you know, it's better for you to do a thing well, because to God, if you are not doing it well, you are not doing it at all. So the place of intentionality, and you cannot be absent-minded and be intentional. So I know that the first, you know, like I said, is building a quality relationship like that, you would say, with the Holy Ghost. You know, who is intentional? Holy Ghost is intentional about everything about us. He's first intentional about you. He's intentional about the way you dress. He's intentional about the way you relate with your wife at home. He's intentional about, you know, he's going to give you instruction on all of these things. Even when you do it outside the curriculum, Holy Ghost will be the one that will check you. So I feel the place of service starts from there. Because you will not serve well if that is not first cultivated. I think I'll stop here for now.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, sir. I mean, you use that point, you know, to x-ray service, you know, within the household. And I remember one of the teaching that daddy had, you know, he tried to make us understand how that the father is serving the son. The son is serving the Holy Ghost serving the son. The son is also serving the father. You know, so it's a relationship, you know, of service. So within the household, you know, we see that, you know, that is a pattern, you know, that we are expected to run in or run with. You know, I mean, right now, you know, if you look at a lot of people, you as a father, you know, you have people staying with you, right? Pastor Dayo Mustafa also, as a father, you know, you have people staying with you. You have also stayed with people. You know, you have stayed with our daddy, you know, earlier, like Pastor David, you know, said. I want you to just, you know, from you, sir, I want you to just, you know, paint, you know, just paint to the house, you know, people who are listening to us, you know, what are those things that you, you learned in the place of serving, right, while you were, you know, under, you know, in Father's house, you know, and how were you able to weave intentionality, you know, into, you know, your work? You were giving yourself, you know, in those seasons to service, you know, you serve the children in the house, you serve our parents, you know, you serve every other brethren in the house, you know. How were you able to give yourself intentionally, you know, to this work? He mentioned something very, very germane earlier, talking about, you know, you can serve and not know how to serve well, right? I want you to just, you know, try and, you know, paint that picture for us, you know, how you can be sure that in the end you are serving well, you know, as you serve our daddy, as you serve mommy, as you serve the children in the house then. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, Daddy. Good evening, all our pastors, our elders, and all my brothers. I want to also thank the leadership of the Lively Men for this opportunity to be blessed. I think I stayed with Daddy for over 7 years, and very significant. I think the first thing I would like to mention, as you know, God's servant Pastor Abraham also mentioned, that we should ensure that we should make it very, very practicable, you know. So I'll be very practical. I think the first thing we need to know as men is that the standard in the heart of God, or who a man should be a being of responsibility. Why did God put Adam in the Garden of Eden? You know, and he actually committed responsibility into his hand. And while I was just, you know, ruminating, I saw that responsibility actually helps our ability to respond to God. So the essence of responsibility, even, you know, in the household, is really to help put the soul together for a proper response. Both if you are serving, you know, in an household, to respond well to the, you know, to the leadership of the household, the father, the mother. You know, it is possible that as a man, you have ego issue, that it's only when the father of the house is talking to you that you can pay attention. When the woman is talking, there's a way you can just relegate her as a woman. It's not a good heart state, because the two of them are actually one. And much more, that is an authority over you. Because those are some of the warfare that we must understand, and also to fight when things start happening. I can remember, you know, staying with Daddy. Daddy and Mommy, when you come into the house, they will not give you any responsibility. They will first watch you. And I think where I'm coming from also helped, because my mom, I call her assistant Holy Ghost. My mom was very, very hard on me, you know, growing up as a little child. But I thank God for those years, you know, that I was with her and my dad also. But moving into Daddy's house, that's the father's household, I can remember the first time that Mommy sent me on an errand, you know, to go and buy some house things. But because I used to do it from where I was coming from, it wasn't an issue. And I saw that responsibility really helps us to be put together. The reason why many of us are scattered is because we don't pay attention to responsibilities being committed into our hands. For instance, house chores. You know, there's a way in which you can relegate even kitchen matters to just sisters. I can remember Daddy said in this house, both male and female should be able to cook. And I can remember there was one particular fasting period, Muslim fasting period. Myself and some of my brothers, you know, were home, and I was hearing some sound around 4 a.m. when I woke up to ease myself. I was wondering what is happening. As I was hearing the sound, I was perceiving some aroma from the kitchen. Around 4 a.m., I can remember. So I went to the kitchen. I saw Daddy cooking. I mean, God's servant, our dear Daddy, Pastor Thompson Eima, was the one cooking. I was like, wow, what manner of a man is this? So I learned that from him, that you are a man not because you intentionally separate some manly things. You know, there are manly things that we separate, and you feel there are certain things that are peculiar to females, which some may be true. But I saw that with Daddy. Daddy cooked for the whole family, and I took note of that. So So this thing is possible. And if I woke up early to cook for the family, to even cook for our gate man then, because he, you know, is a Muslim and was fasting. And that was very, that was a strong teaching that you don't need to sit me down. I've learned something. That one. Then I also saw that with Daddy, I'm not just talking about Daddy, I'm talking about things I learned from him. I mean, practical things. I also saw that Daddy is very detailed even when it comes to cleanliness and neatness. Many of us, there is a way in which you can be in a room, your own room, for 1 week. There is no need to sweep. And it affects some of us that even our wares, we are not really conscious of it. Imagine a brother wearing the same boxers for 4 days, 3 days. Those are things that we need to actually pay attention to. I saw Daddy. I saw how detailed he is. I was privileged to have, you know, proximity even with his wardrobe. I saw how Daddy arranges his socks section. He has socks, you know, a place for socks. He has a nylon for his socks. He has a place where he arranges his towels, face towels. He has a place where he arranges his undies, you know, and that intentionality of being detailed ministered greatly to me. These are practical things. You know, there's a way some of us, if they open our wardrobe, everything is upside down. The reason why some of us even come late for meetings is because everywhere was upside down. So for you to look for the leg of the second leg of the four socks, you have to check the whole house. You know, and those are the things that still, you know, those are some of the warfare why we are still scattered even in our heart. And I've also, you know, seen, you know, our pastors here how very intentional and detailed, you know, they have. Some of the other things, you know, now relating also, you know, with, because we had, you know, I had elders in the house, you know, Pastor Gbero was in the house with me. You know, I had Pastor Abe, I had, you know, quite a number of people, also younger ones, you know, around. And also the place of committing responsibility at some point, you know, I had to ensure that Bezali get ready for school. But Daddy actually started, I saw it with Daddy. Daddy, I was watching him later, and I said, Daddy, if you don't mind, sir, I should be the one doing this and all that. Then that place of willingness. Now, if you are not willing, it will be difficult to even be obedient. Yes. So the place of willingness to learn. Some of us, we are in household, but we are living as though we are in Airbnb or we are passers-by, whereby you are just counting time. Or you are in a hostel, whereby you have porters that should sort you out. You know, but seeing Daddy very intentional about this boy must not go late to school, it was very clear. Bezali must never go late to school. Daddy will wake up as early as possible, wake him up, freshen up for him, get him ready for school. And after some time, I saw how it was very intentional. So I learned from Daddy that one of the most important things about who a man should be is that intentionality that you mentioned. But if there is no willingness, so God just showed me mercy to be willing to want to learn everything that he does, everything that, you know, he knows. I just, you know, and which also gave the privilege of, at some point, it was the boys that were cooking, you know, in the house and all that. At times, you have to wake up very early so that you can do everything at the same time, get the food ready for people that are going to the island to also take to work. Because I can remember Daddy said, if, you know, you are in this house and you are the one on roaster, you should wake up early, cook, and ensure that your brethren that are going to work, they are able to what? Go to work with food so that they will not be buying food and eventually they have food poisoning. So, you know, some of this practical and that intentionality that I saw really helped. At some point, I can remember when light, you know, became very bad and all that, you know, where we're staying, 2 a.m., probably just take the light. I'll see Daddy will come to the room. Most times, he will just call my name, Mustafa, go and on the gen. And I was asking this question. What was he doing? Was it that he was not sleeping? Immediately, like, they just took light. Not too long. Maybe within 10, 15 minutes. That is already saying, go and put on the gen. I also learned some practical things that when you want to put on the gen, don't just put on the gen. Ensure that there is enough fuel in it. It was from Daddy that I learned that always have fuel in your generator. If possible, let it be full tank. It was Daddy I learned that you should never give excuse of, I'm sorry, I'm late for this meeting because I had to branch off at the filling station always have fuel, even in your vehicle. It was from Daddy that I learned a lot of things, you know, practical things, how to even take care of bedrain. Daddy was so big and is still big on ensuring that people eat well. Yes, eat well, rest well. Many of us, we like eating junks. And eventually, it will make our health to deteriorate. So I learned, you know, those practical things from Daddy and how that we should ensure we live with one another in harmony, loving ourselves. At times, Daddy will call. Like I remember then, Daddy will call, you know, what is the Lord saying at the moment? How is the Lord leading you? I can remember even the MBA that I did out in my mind. I'm done with school. But one of the conversations Daddy called me, that said, I perceive that the Lord will still have you, you know, to go further. What is the Lord laying upon your heart? I said, actually, some time ago, this came just in a flash, but I don't know if I can do that. I said, I'll go and make an inquiry, wait more on it and all that. So I saw that intentionality with Daddy to also ensure that it's not just about giving us responsibility to do, but that intentionality to ensure that we are also journeying with God and also making progress even in our natural. So that willingness, that intentionality, being detailed, those are some of the practical things. And also, Daddy don't go late for meetings. You know, yes, it doesn't go, it does everything possible. In fact, for Sunday service, with that preparing, 100% of everything I saw with Daddy, I actually imbibe them. And they are really working well, you know, for us. Whereby, start preparing for Sunday from the day before. Start preparing so that in the morning, you know, you'll not be running up and down. So I learned a lot. I'm still learning, you know, and I'm still part of that household. And I will always be part of it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Wow. I mean, there's a way Pastor Dayo, you know, said all of these things, and then you'll be like, ah, wow. So he has learned a whole lot of things like this from, you know, from Daddy. How about me? Who doesn't have that proximity to Daddy, right? How can I? Okay, where I am, I'm living with my brethren, right? I don't have, you know, someone, you know, who has a higher authority, you know, that I can also learn from, that can also mentor me. I remember one of the things that Daddy mentioned, you know, some time back, you know, he said, when it comes to relating with people, you know, he said we should relate with people of different cadre, right? Relate with men who are older than you. Relate with your peer. I mean, build relationship with men who are older than you. Build relationship with your peer. Also build relationship with those who are younger than you. All of these strata of relationship, they have a work they will do in each and every one of our lives. So, Pastor Abraham, to those who probably are listening, right, who don't have the privilege right now of staying with a pastor or being overseen by someone who has such level of spiritual, you know, authority and oversight, you know, what can be your word for them?
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Mustafa. Everybody will have to start from his Jerusalem. What do I mean by that? Wherever you are, there's always a service there too. If you are staying with your parents, you're responsible there. Jesus was raised under his biological parents. Jesus was not raised under his spiritual parents. So if you are staying with your brothers, you're responsible there. Irrespective of where we find ourselves, we can always, you know, be responsible. On many occasions, we ask for what is not in God's provision for us. So you say they that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. Because that it happened to somebody does not mean that's the way it's going to happen to you. Not all of us yet. Look at the number of persons, you know, in love here. Not every of the singles here will end up staying in Daddy's house. Or even stay in any of our pastor's house. That's because the space is not even there like that. Do you understand that now? That, you know, because, and I also want you to know that some people might be there and they still did not appropriate that opportunity. I need to say this clearly. You know, the fact that opportunity can be wasted because, you know, he that was given the opportunity did not see it as an opportunity. Because you know, you can take the sometimes the liberality of some of our fathers, you know, when they wanted, you know, there are times you have restriction, like I do sometimes. You wanted to act in a particular manner, but you felt that you know, you should not go in this direction. So where you are, how are you taking care of your daddy's house? How are you taking care of your brother's house? You know, you are staying with a brother. You know, do you consider your brother? Teacher said, look not onto your thing. Do you look on the things of your brother? Do you wait for your brother to be the one to sweep? Because there are situations like that you are waiting for your brother to be the one to sweep. You know, you see plate and you dodge the plate and quickly and leave the plate. You know, there is a way you see that the door should be closed and you refuse to close the door. And it's a sign that you are like what we used to say. That's the way you'll be going. You know, the Holy Ghost will be pointing your attention to things. You know, and you not also, you not pay attention to it. Whenever you see the door, you know, dirty, or you see the floor dirty, and you don't sweep it, it shows that you are not even responsible to your spiritual growth. The Lord wants us to be entire. You know, I needed to say that because for everyone to know that in that house, be responsible. You know, a lot of people want to, there's that. And it's common, so we might know it in our head, but the practicality of it on many occasions can be difficult because we always want to wait till we have our own things. I used to tell people that it's dangerous for you to be trained with your things. It's better for you to learn with the things of others. When it's like when you, it happened to some people now, is until the time they bought a car that they went to go and learn how to drive. You have to pay a Omolile in Lagos. You pay many Dafo drivers that will remove your mirrors. Because you felt that possibly you are in a place where you could have learned how to drive. But you failed in that. Because you felt that it's not my car, now it's my daddy's car. Or it's my brother's car. But because you didn't see it as an opportunity for you to learn by that time. By the time you buy your car, you have to rest assured that Lagos Dafo driver will deal with you very well. Yes, and you should know because by that time you are new in it. So wherever we are, you know, it's God's provision for us. Everybody should know that wherever you are, it's God's provision. You are staying with your brother. Serve your brother. Don't wait to be served. Don't wait to be served. Or many of us, some of us wait to be served. Some of us dodge responsibility. And some of us dodge a little bit in the name of sometimes, you know, work that we do. It's because I'm very. I told somebody that was very close to me. I said, the way you are doing, you are going to give your wife problem. So you are going to give your wife problem because if you think that all that it takes to be a man is just to be pressing laptop from morning to night, you will know that you are going to have issue with a woman because that is what some of us see as responsibility. I went to work now. I went to work since morning. Yes, we are back. You carry baby. Then you carry baby, you take care of baby. So some of us are possibly staying with family that have babies now. They can't tell us, come and take care of babies, but you know, you look for a way to quickly dodge and you know and run away. So we don't know that the Lord is actually training us with all these things so that we can be good adners of what God will commit to us in the future. You know, the security is very important. You know, some of us we still don't know. It's as if we left closing of the door to our house to angels. An angel will not do that. Neither will angel close the gate of the house for you. Yes, angel will keep you, but you have responsibility. No, we've been taught on how we have to co-labor with God. God is looking for co-laborers. He's not going to lock the door of your house for you. So if you are careless around that and you know, anybody enter your house, it's not God. You are the cause. You know, all these things, I've seen people enter into trouble because they failed in the place of responsibility. Not because, you know, even to health. You know, there's this boy thing, you know, we are men, and a boy should eat a bowl of amala. You know, until we are filled to this place sometimes, you know, and we think it's a manly thing. It's not a manly thing, it's foolishness sometimes. Yes, it's good thought that whenever you feel that you must eat all the food in the house, what do we have for the boys? What do we have for the boys? Even a man of 35 years say, what do we have for the boys? Then you are not a boy. Then if I hear the boys, you are not a boy. Even David at age 17, because of responsibility, is called a man.
Father, I just felt the Lord wants us, you know, to rise up to responsibility. Irrespective of what, and that's what is affecting some of us, even where we work. Because you learn from home, you learn from where you sit on how to be responsible, even with your work. We'll walk out there and your work with God, like Pastor said. Thank you, sir.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Abraham. Such wise words, you know, that you shared there. You know, there's a way all of us may be looking at Daddy and we say, you can be appreciating Daddy, you know, appreciate the way he dresses, appreciate how he's together, appreciate a whole lot of things around him. But you don't understand all the things that brought him, you know, to that junction. You don't know the process that he had to go through to arrive at where he is right now, and for which he's also still progressing. I mean, anything that we are going to be as a man, as a father, as a husband, you know, it has to be by the investment that we have put into things, into living from this period. If you don't invest into eating well or staying healthy, it is going to, you know, I mean, the fruit of that is going to begin to appear in future. And that is part of being responsible as a man. If you don't give attention to some of the basic things, you know, like he was talking about security, you know, I mean, I woke up one night, you know, and then I just normal random checks, you know, and then I woke up and then I saw that the main door to the house was not locked. And here I was asking questions. What happened? Who left it? And everybody was saying, I think I left this person here. I think I left this person here. I don't know. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. I mean, just taking common cognizance of the fact that there are some final checks that you need to do in the house before you go to bed without necessarily having to leave it to someone else. Pick it is part of being responsible as a man. As a man who is growing up to be a father. Because if we don't learn some of these things at this point, there are some basic lessons that we'll not be able to pass on to our children. There are some basic lessons we'll not be able to pass to them. I mean, recently I've had to be, you know, taking and paying careful attention to, you know, my son. But I know that because he has some people much more that he watches within the house, he picks things from them. So if you, as a brother who is staying with a pastor or who is staying with someone who is married and has kids, and you have some wrong natures in you that you have not given attention, I mean, consciously find a way to change, it's not going to just affect you. It's also going to affect all these other children, right, that are watching you and are looking at you. Because they are watching every step. We all know, again, that children, I mean, 70% of the time, they learn by what they observe. The remaining 30 is just what you verbally say out there. You keep saying this. And then even saying, you have to keep reiterating it before that thing will sink. So they watch us. They see all the characters, all the habits that we put up when it comes to taking up responsibilities in the house. So I'm saying again that, you know, from this point, right, as men, as brothers, you know, yet to be married, there are a lot of responsibilities on each and every one of us, knowing that what you are doing, right, if you live wrongfully, it's not going to only hurt you, but it's going to hurt every other things around you. If you fail as a brother to give attention to some basic needs in the house, as basic as, something happened in the bathroom. Maybe something broke, or maybe bonbon flusher, right? Sprayer, you know, just break somehow, right? And all you need to do, maybe it didn't even break. It just, you know, maybe unloosened somehow. All you need to do is to just tighten it. And you're waiting for a plumber to come from outside to come and help you fix it. It is irresponsible. It's irresponsibility as a brother. It's irresponsibility as a brother. You know, we see this, you know, happen here and there. A brother or a man, a brother growing up to be a man that doesn't know what it means or what it takes to maybe change a tire. Hallelujah. you know, something dropped in my heart and I felt like saying it. You don't have to, the person you are staying with actually doesn't have to own a car or have a car before you pay attention to wanting to learn how to drive. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? You know, someone told me, I heard this, you know, yesterday, you know, one of our fathers in the community was just chiding the daughter. I said, I mean, you are old. Every girl child at age 21 should be able to learn how to drive. At age 21, that's even talking about girl child. As a male child, at 18, maybe at 16, be learning. At 18, you have license to begin to drive. So at that point, you know, I mean, I'm just saying that these are some things that we need to give attention to. It is not until you own your house before you start knowing how to take care of small, small issues within the house. It's not until you own your car before you start learning how to fix tire, how to change, you know, few things, you know, in the car, or paying attention to things. You know, we are just calling out again, you know, all these things, bringing them again to our remembrance. Some of us learn this. We know this. It's in our head. But the wisdom to practice it is not there. We know it in our head, but the wisdom to practice it, you know, is not there. And that's why we are, you know, again, using this forum to re-echo it again and again. Thank you so much again, Pastor Abraham. Thank you very much, Pastor Dayo Mustafa. On a final note, please. And this is just like an admonition to our brothers, Brother Onopemipo and Brother David Ariyo. How can they intentionally prepare themselves to be able to lead, to be able to serve, and to be able to nurture, you know, those people that will be committed to their care? Because as a husband in a home, right, your wife is the first person that you have to take care of before the children start coming in. What are the wisdoms that we can also, you know, share in that space, you know, for them to be able to lead, nurture, you know, and properly guide, you know, everyone that God will bring under their care? I think I should give that to you first, then it will wrap up for us.
Thank you so much, sir. I think the first thing which Pastor Abraham really emphasized on is their walk with God, being very in tune with the Holy Spirit, because even in taking care of your wife, serving your wife, it is possible that for some women, they will say that their own love language is being available to wash plates with them, being in the kitchen and all that. For some, that is not their love language. You know? So, souls varies. So, the best person that can help, you know, is actually the Holy Spirit to prompt you. Are you getting? But that willingness must be there in your heart. How can I serve my wife? How can I be of help? You know? How can I be of help to her? How can I serve the people, you know, in my house? Because serving the people in your house for everyone, their well-being should be a topmost priority in your heart. Their well-being. I mean, their spiritual growth should be very, very important to you. You know, there are a few of them that I will ask, when last did you study a particular subject matter, even in the scripture? Hallelujah. You know, for one of them, later on I saw her doing a lot of, you know, she would read the scriptures into the night, ask questions, and I saw a turnaround even in her spiritual growth. And it was also in that season that the Lord began to give her a lot of instructions on how she can journey from where she was to where the Lord will have her be. You know, and so paying attention to their well-being, their health, you know, you can't be a man and you are absent-minded concerning your surrounding. At times, even from their countenance, you know, and also praying for them is very, very important. Pray for your wife, you know, pray for your wife, pray for your household. It's very, very important because as men, we are helpless without God. There's nothing we can do without God. If God does not help us, there's nothing we can do. You need to understand that first. And that is why you can't remain in your spiritual estate before you marry. And after you marry, when they check you again, you are still in that estate. No, there must be growth. So you must be more intentional, you know, in your growth as a husband that is now married. You must be, because the level of your growth determines the kind of atmosphere even in the house. So if you are not growing, you are not becoming more spiritual, what will happen is that you see that everybody will struggle also to be spiritual in that house. So you have to set the tempo as the Lord help you, and you have to be intentional to also carry them along in your spiritual journey. One thing that I've seen with, you know, while I was staying with Daddy also, is that he was very intentional to carry every one of us, you know, in a spiritual journey. I can remember at some point he would say, Mustafa, we are going for a better meeting after church service. He was very intentional. At times he would say, oh, you, I need you to follow me. Very, very intentional. So we have to be, you know, that was where I met, you know, some of my pastors here. Hallelujah. So we have to be very intentional as a man of the house. You have to be very intentional to ensure that you are carrying them. Some people, they are not really interested in the spiritual growth. Not because they don't want to grow. They don't know how. So as the man, you must know how to sit them down, be able to calibrate where they are coming from, how you can help them. For some of them, you have to recommend books. Some of them, you have to, any meeting you are going for, if it can accommodate them, you have to take them along. So being intentional, both with your wife, and, you know, women can have a certain natural tendency of, I'm a woman. No. As a man, I learned it also from Daddy, you must ensure you encourage them to journey further with God, not to settle for less. And that is why I also dropped this, you know. You see, the place of natural responsibility is very, very important. Ensuring that the house is tidy, is neat, because they have consequences. If the house is not neat and tidy, people will be falling sick. There will be infections all around. Insecurity in terms of, you know, locking the door at the right time, locking the door after anybody might have left the house. What happens is that there can be robbery. And at times it can cost life. So there are certain things that you can avoid. You see, Satan is outside. Hallelujah. But you can also put some natural measures in place to ensure that the safety of the household is ensured. Hallelujah. Another thing I would also like to say is the place of being thorough. Being thorough. When we are not thorough, we also pay for it. It also has repercussions. For instance, and let me cite an example. I can remember there was a time when they were using, you know, our old Nissan Quest, you know, when we were in the house, and I said, we need to change these tires. You know, that you can also have a car and you just feel the tires are still okay, nothing. But he said, no, these tires are old. We need to change them. So it's, to me, I interpreted it as being thorough. Because those things, they are very, very important, you know. And I can also, I think the last one also, even as the man of the house, don't say that your own is not, you can't go to the market for shopping. A man of the house should also be able to go to, if need be, if you don't have people that can do it for you, because don't just dump it on your wife. Ensure that you are there to assist. One of the ways to also serve, you know, your woman is to ensure that you are there for the kids. You are there for your children. It's very, very important to the woman. Because there's this arrangement, you know, that some people have, that the children is the sole responsibility of the woman. It's not true. Don't kill your wife on time. As you are getting younger, your wife too should be getting younger. You share the responsibility of the children and see how God will help you.
Thank you so much. God bless you so greatly. Pastor, please, in a minute, just... anything you have to add to it. Okay.
Thank you so much. I think Pastor already said it all. You know, I just want to add this to what he said, but it's more like emphasizing what he said. You know, the place of spiritual growth. You know, a man should show an example. You know, basically, you know, as Christ loved the church, that's a commandment. That's how a man should love his wife. Is I commandment, you know, that you don't love because of what is done. You love because you are commanded to love. So that is, you know, that must be at the back of your mind. That's where service, you know, number one in the area of service, that you are not going there to be satisfied. Because on many occasions, you know, we expect, you know, a satisfaction, you know, from, you know, our wife, and you should also be the first forgiver. You know, I learned that so strongly, you know. We don't ever take anything to heart as a man. No, what I mean, don't take anything to heart. No, anything that can bring offense, no, don't ever take it to heart. Both with your wife and your children, and for people that have people that are staying with them, also, you know, with people around you. Know that, you know, you can rebuke, but when you rebuke, you know, it must stop there. And, you know, you also make it known of why you did that. You know, I think I should end.
Wow. Can we just jam our hands together? Thank you so much, Pastor Abraham. Thank you so much. We've come to the end of this session. It's been a wonderful time here, you know, but just on a final note, you know, as men, just understand that we are what? Servicemen. Say we are what? Servicemen. We're meant to serve our family, serve our wives, serve our children, and every members of the household. The Lord will give grace to our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.